Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, April 9th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a joy to share a brief perspective from God's Word today. Today we've titled the message, He Knows My Name. And we have two scripture texts, one from Isaiah 43, verse 1, and another from our Lord Jesus' words in John 10, verse 3.
Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. He calls his own sheep by name.
The Holy Spirit will use many different means to bring hope and strength to his children in time of need. It may be a special receptivity he gives us regarding a particular scripture. It may be a call from a friend or a prayer offered by a pastor. The list goes on and on. God often uses the text of a song along with the musical accompaniment to speak to our hearts. I find particular encouragement in the words of a song titled, He Knows My Name. Today I want to share from a short verse in Isaiah that is easily memorized and is packed with assurance for the follower of Christ.
Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. Hear his words in your heart today. We have a command. Do not fear, followed by a present reality, for I have redeemed you.
Well, the phrase do not fear, or fear not in the King James Version, is a common phrase found all through the Bible. In fact, it's found 62 times from Genesis to Revelation.
For I have redeemed you. The greatest gift in life is to be redeemed by God. Fanny Crosby wrote, Redeemed how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child, and forever I am.
The verse goes on to state, I have called you by name, you are mine. Well, I belong to Jesus today, and indeed He knows my name. Today, in the midst of any frustrations, disappointments, fears, or discouragements you may have, I encourage you to focus on the one who truly knows your name, who loves and cares for you.
Regarding this passage, David Guzik observes, quote, God twice owns his people. He has right of ownership both as creator and redeemer. His ownership is personal because he says, I have called you by name. His ownership is certain because he seals it by saying, you are mine. Knowing we belong to the Lord is a wonderful answer to fear. We can know that He holds us, protects us, guards us, and cares for us. We can know that He would not have created, redeemed, and called us unless He intended to complete the work He began in us. How can we be afraid when we know this God is for us, that He is looking out for our interests?
Well, our second verse is from a wonderful teaching of our Lord in John 10, where He declares, I am the good shepherd. Well, the caring shepherd calls his own sheep by name. What a blessed assurance it is to know that our good shepherd calls each one of us by name.
Let's pray together. Father, how special it is to know that we will not appear as a stranger before you in heaven, but you will call us by name, for you are thoroughly acquainted with us. As a loving father cares for his child, so you care for us, your children. You place us in the palm of your hand, and no enemy can snatch us from your protective and loving care. What a tremendous and calm feeling this brings to our hearts this new day. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm so thankful for the promises of the Bible today. Our website is at dailyencouragement.net. We do have a couple of beautiful pictures of sheep up, one of a single lamb, the other of a group of sheep, along with our daily scripture, our second daily scripture on the picture. Also have a couple songs today, including the one that sort of prompted the message, a song titled, He Knows My Name. If you care to listen to these songs, again, they're on our website for the message we've prepared this, actually very early this Wednesday morning, April 9th, 2008. You may be listening to it another day. Just go back to that message and you'll find these resources. Thanks for joining us today. And may God fill your heart with assurance in the knowledge that He knows your name and He will take care of you.